Ohio Valley retirees have been meeting one-on-one with congressional leaders to talk about the risks to their benefits. Some provisions of the Affordable Care Act are especially important to minors. The so-called Byrd Amendment deals with benefits for minors suffering from black lung, and minors hope it will be restored if the act is repealed. Minors are also concerned about the act's pre-existing condition provision. United Mine Workers Communications Director Phil Smith says the nature of the work makes every retired miner a, quote, walking basket, end quote, of pre-existing conditions.
They don't have the health care that they were promised, and the Miners Protection Act doesn't pass, and the ACA is out the window, then nobody's going to insure them.
Smith says the union hopes the Miners Protection Act might pass before the end of April, when more than 22,000 miners, widows, and beneficiaries could lose their health and pension benefits. Without those guarantees, miners might have to look for health insurance, and many of them have higher rates of cancer, heart disease, and musculoskeletal injuries that make insurance harder to get. Smith worries miners won't be able to afford care. If those retirees wait until they are seriously ill and then seek care at emergency rooms, as many uninsured patients do, rates for those that are insured could go up.
These are people who don't have a whole lot of money to start with. They exist on a small pension, by and large, and a fairly small Social Security check, and for most of them, that's it.
Uncompensated care spending, which is the cost of caring for the uninsured, has gone down since the ACA took effect. With small pensions of about $500 a month, miners will have to make some tough decisions on what to pay for. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.